Grow up in Jacksonville, go to school in Jacksonville, high school, college, medical school, and then we have wonderful residency programs here at Mayo, at UF, at Orange Park. You know, the city has everything, and this is the final piece in the jigsaw puzzle.
That's Travis Smith. He's going to be the founding dean of Jacksonville's first ever medical school at Jacksonville University. President Tim Kost with us on Jacksonville's Morning News. And following the announcement of this partnership with LECOM yesterday on osteopathic medicine, I guess one of the first questions that I have is, what took so long for this final piece of the jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. You know, we've been a city for 200 years. We're the 12th largest city in the country. We're the largest city without a medical school. It takes a lot of moving parts in a city like this one. You can go back to 1765 in Philadelphia, where they worked it out with the University of Pennsylvania, and then a series of hospitals. Just haven't been able to align. I mean, I've been the president of JU for 10 years. We've been working hard on it for certainly the last five or six. If you look at the leadership at Baptist, Flagler Health, Advent, Nemours, Memorial, Brooks, I mean, they all came together on this. So I think it took all that.
As we look at what this might mean, big picture, for our medical reputation, we already have a tremendous reputation. The Mayo Clinic is a big part of that, being one of just a handful of communities in America that can boast that. But as you mentioned, some of the other players that are involved here, how significant of a piece is this to moving Jacksonville and Northeast Florida to the next level? And is that an economic driver for the greater community?
Yeah, I think it's both. And you know, on Mayo Clinic, they've been just tremendous partners. They sit on our board. We work with them closely. They had a lot to do with helping us think our way through MD versus DO. But now to your question, I think you've got something. Anytime you move into the education realm, whether it's medical school, a law school, whatever, you're going to bring a different level of research. You're going to bring a different kind of student to school. Certainly different types of students will now be able to go to JU because they see a pathway forward directly into a medical school. That's what it looks like from the academic side. As it bleeds over onto the economy, I think it's a huge issue. So whether it's Arlington or the city of Jacksonville larger, you've got, I believe, the only city in the world that has a Mayo Clinic and an MD Anderson. You've got the way Baptist plays. That idea of kind of coming together and having a natural hub for young people who now have an interest in healthcare or medicine, no longer have to finish their schooling and then go elsewhere to become a medical doctor, whether it's an MD or a DO. So we think it's a pathway to keep that talent here in the region.
How'd you all arrive at osteopathic medicine specifically?
A lot of discussion with a lot of experts in the field that know an awful lot about. We have a strong feeling about where health education is going. We looked at what the path of MDs were, and we saw this explosive growth of what's called DOs, doctorates of osteopathy. It grew 80%. Just in the last decade, there's 135,000 of them now. 25% of the medical students in the U.S. are now taking osteopathy. And in discussion with all those players we just talked about, we sat and talked with them about what's the need here. The need is for primary care physicians, a large need, and a place where we thought we could help soon. To build a medical school, MD-driven medical school, is going to take considerably longer. There are fewer partners one can work with. And we worked hard to identify LECOM, which is the nation's largest in this field. It's also to fits our strategy, is the least expensive. We don't believe in burying students in student debt. So they charge $37,000, $38,000 a year, when you see many medical schools up in the $60,000 to $70,000 a year for a four-year program.
This program begins in 2026. I know it's targeting 75 medical students that year. Total enrollment would grow to 150. Tim Kost, the president of Jacksonville University, you mentioned medical school MD. Could this be a catalyst for that? Is that the next layer, the next vision that y'all see?
You mean MD?
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I mean, you don't normally see that as you look for the adjacencies whenever you do this kind of strategy. So you see how well the Mayo Clinic is doing its medical school in years three and four. You've got UF Health doing its medical school years three and four. What was missing in the region, we thought, and as we went out and talked to all of our partners that we just referenced, was that there was no full four-year medical school where essentially someone could come out of high school, see their pathway to an undergrad or a master's degree, and find a path to a full four-year medical school. So the osteopathy choice doesn't necessarily lead you over to the MD side.
Got it. And when does construction, I guess in many ways construction would begin, but it's already been underway in some ways because all of this is going to be added to the ongoing growth at the what's called the medical mall there sitting on the campus along University Boulevard North. Do y'all break ground? Does that create jobs in the short term?
Yeah, exactly right. So that medical mall concept, we've been building it, and we haven't really felt the need to call a lot of people and cut a lot of ribbons. There's 104,000 square foot healthcare sciences education building right on University Boulevard now, which we opened during COVID. And you go down and you've got the Dolphin Point Landing, which is 146 bed nursing care facility. We've got our occupational therapy center, and this medical school now is going to fit right in that mall as you describe it. So the way this works now is the LECOM has filed for national accreditation. They're very well skilled at this. They've been at this 30 years. They should receive accreditation in the next year, call it in 23. They'll break ground, and you got the timeline right. If you get accreditation in 23 and break ground in 23, 24 and build it, and then you'll be admitting your first students in 2026, you've got the number right. That's 75 in the first year. What we're expecting by the end of this decade is 150 students per year for the four-year program. So it gets big fast. And the jobs, I mean, we're estimating that the jobs that will be attached to this in that area will probably be somewhere between 400 and 600 if you add in the construction jobs.
Mm. Big honking deal. Tim Koss, congratulations, and to the team at Jacksonville University. A really big deal with Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine, and a big storyline that we'll follow for you over the weeks and years to come as well. Have a great holiday season.
Same to you, and thanks for having me.